We're going to read from Psalm 139 this morning. Hallelujah. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me.
You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar.
You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways.
Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord.
You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain.
Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts.
See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Hallelujah. Wow. I don't know, does that make you feel a little just like, God, he discerned my going out and my lying down, you're familiar with all my ways? What does that say? Such knowledge is too wonderful for me? What is that other part there? Oh, before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. Some of us got to hear that. Did you hear that? That's, before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. Praise God. That's interesting, isn't it? Hallelujah. And it's not even, we do take it for granted in a way, but because we have a beautiful life with God, and you know, some days you go and you don't even think about God in that sense, amen? Because you had a nice day and you went to work and you was with your family or you were out in the outside. And there's a lot of times when you don't really need God, amen, in that sense. You understand what I'm saying? So it's when you start to realize that you need Him is when you start to realize maybe I took Him for granted. Maybe I didn't talk to Him as much this week. Maybe I didn't spend as much time with Him. But He loves you, amen? How many of you got children? Everybody got children, amen? And you don't hear from your kids in 3 or 4 days. Does that mean they don't love you? No. Does that mean you don't love them? Of course not. It means that they have life now and they're living their life. And sometimes they didn't call you. They didn't text you today. It's so much easier, amen? It's like us with our Father in where? We love Him. He's in our hearts and our minds, but we don't 24 hours a day talk to Him and pray and, oh my God, and get on my knees. So there are days that pass that we don't even see the miracles that He does in our life. Amen? And that's where that's what Fred is saying in a sense, is you don't take it for granted, but you don't see. The fact that we got up this morning is a miracle. Amen? The fact that you got in the car, were able to see, and you drove here, that's a miracle. That this day wasn't promised yesterday. Amen? So He gave you this day. How much more could He give you? Amen? How much more will He give you? How will He make you stronger? This is the day He has made. You shall rejoice in it. Amen? You say, well, maybe I don't feel like rejoicing. Maybe I'm upset. God is saying, okay, just thank me for the day. Just praise me for the day. Thank me to know that I'm here with you. And sometimes, we always say, you don't want to look back at your sins. You want to look back at your failures because God has carried you through. Amen? And God has forgiven you. Amen? But sometimes you got to look back and see all the things that He brought you through. All the times when you didn't know if you were going to pay your rent, if you didn't know you were going to get through a situation, if you didn't know where you were going to find the answer, amen? And how long ago was that? Say, God has carried you through so much that you say, He's got me to this point. I can't wait to see what He has for me tomorrow. Amen? How many of you say that? I can't wait to see what God's got for me this afternoon. Amen? And here's something that we do. We all do it. We get into a situation. I was with Grace and Vessels 16 years. 16 years. And I used to think, my God, what's going to happen if they just... Because they talked for 5 years. We're moving to Texas. And I said to everybody I know, I remember telling Greg, I'm not going to Texas. God didn't call me to go to Texas. If God calls you to go to Texas, I'm telling you, go to Texas. But if He doesn't call you to go to Texas, I'd recommend just staying put until He calls you, see. But in my head, I'm thinking, boy, this is where I'm a deacon, and I want to be with God, I want to serve God, but what am I going to do? And when they move to Texas, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then the day came. The day came, they said, they announced the date. And I said, that's it. My church, where I was worshiping, where I went to school, what am I going to do? And I felt really scared. Amen? I felt like, what am I going to do? I want to serve God. And it wasn't until the exact moment that God, that I needed the door to be opened, that Mr. Dave called up and said, would you be interested in coming to this church and pastoring our church? And there's only one person who could have done that, amen? It's God, amen? But see, I was so caught up in where I was thinking, that's what, and God's saying, Larry, I got something better for you. I got you a spot where you're going to be loved and appreciated, and you're going to be respected, and people are going to, it's going to be a lot of work, amen? It's going to be a lot of work where God moves you to. But God's saying, I got a place for you that you can really serve me. I got a place for you where you can lift other people up. I got a place for you, he said, where other people are going to want to come and hear you speak about me. Amen? He's saying, I know you're worried. I know you're thinking that there's no answer. He said, but I got a greater answer than you could have imagined. I could not have imagined this 4 years ago. Amen? I could not have. God, like this, what did we just read? Amen? God knew 4 years ago what was going to happen. Amen? He knew. So when we just read that, God knows what's going to happen tomorrow, amen? Our daughter, and I only use my daughter as a testimony, she started in a job with an eye doctor, and she just hated her job. She wasn't getting enough money. She traveling hours and hours, and we told her, stay with it. Just do your job unto God. And she did, and she found a new job. She went to the hospital. She liked this new job at the hospital. She couldn't get along with some of the people who worked there. It was miserable. She would call Doreen and she would just say, Ma, I can't, this person. And she would be in a place where she just felt like she wasn't appreciated. She tried to get along with everybody and people were biting her back. Amen? You understand what I'm saying? And I kept saying, you stay focused because God will bring you to a place where someday the people that you're working for will say, we don't know how we found you. Amen? That's God. Amen? That's God. That's the God you worship. Amen? We told her that, and it took a time a couple of years ago. She got a brand new position just a few months ago. She's still basically on probation, and got called in almost. She's over the yeah. She got called in the office because they want her to work with one special doctor who does retina surgery, and they said, we don't know. We are so lucky that we have you. And I just stood back because that's exactly what I told her. I promised that God would happen for her. Amen. And it happens for all believers. Amen. My daughter isn't special. Don't you dare. She's not like somebody. She loves God, amen? So in his eyes, she's his daughter, amen? And if she's his daughter, he's saying, daughter, come to me. I got something. You did your job really well. You learned your job. You learned your trade. You're a responsible person. Just stay with me. I'm going to bring you through, amen? And she's in a position now where she would have not have believed 4 years ago, amen? Just like her father standing on this platform. I'm telling you that this church is got to be built on faith, amen? Built on God, on you and God, amen? Not a building, not a denomination. We're not a religion. We're Christians. How many know that Christian is not a religion, amen? We are supposed to be Christ-like. Christ-like. That's what we're supposed to be. We're going to bear a lot of the things that he bared. Amen? We're going to get called names. We're going to get laughed at. We're going to get mocked. We're going to get people to talk about the Bible like it's a myth. Talk about Noah's Ark like it's a myth. But who else had that happen to him? Jesus. Amen? We're supposed to be. So I'm telling you that this church is built on faith. Amen? We're going to build it on faith and trust. And not your trust in me, but our trust in him. Amen? Our trust in him. Give him praise. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, sometimes it seems so dark in our lives and so like we're just so afraid. But we come to you when we're afraid. We're going to learn today and read today, Lord, that that's when we're in a place of special favor. When we come to you when we're afraid. When we come to you when we're weak. When we come to you when we're empty. When we come to you in need, Lord, is when we receive. When we learn just how much we need you, is when we learn to receive so much more of you. This morning, Lord, I'm humbled this morning for what you've given to me and what you've given to these people in this church, Lord, and the people that are sitting out there, Lord. I am humbled that they got up this morning and came here. Oh, Lord, that they would receive your word this morning, that my mouth would speak the words that you give me, and these words that I read, they receive. These are the words of life. These change our lives, make us stronger than we even think we can be. Yeah, we think we have our limits, Lord, but when we reach them is when you bring us to a new height. And only till we get to those limits, Lord, can we get to the next height. So when we're in need, Lord, we're at a point for a new growth. Thank you, Lord, for this day, for this chance. And as we walk with you, Lord, we ask for prayers for our family and our friends. We ask you, Lord, that the more people would get to know you, that you would open doors for us to talk to one person at a time and let that person talk to another, and that person talk to another. That's how it works, Lord. We ask you for that, Lord. Because with more of you, with more of Jesus, the world changes. And when we ask you, Lord, to bless this world, even those who don't believe receive blessing. What an awesome God. This day, Lord, we just come to you and rejoice. Rejoice for the people around us this morning, the new family of people that we're meeting, Lord, as they come in here. Let this church be about you, about faith, about us knowing you one on one, Lord, so that we can grow and be such a strong body together to tell others about you and be that beacon for you, Lord. I just love you. In Jesus' name. Churches are all talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. We need to pray for those families on that airplane. My God, what they must be going through. Amen. The strength that have to be inside of them, we need to protect them. That's something to be going through right now. Amen. Those people that are waiting, they don't even know where the plane is. They don't know where their family members, their brothers and sisters are. Imagine the pain that they're going through. We need to lift them up in prayer. That's pain this morning. That's pain this morning. Amen. And our soldiers, our men and women, who are in places they would have never believed as a teenager. You imagine the places where they can't even imagine. We need to keep them safe. Amen. And we ask for wisdom for the people who are taking care of them, to put them in a place that's safe for them. Amen. And we ask God to protect them. Our prayers are important. Amen. Prayer works. How many know that prayer works? Amen. And if my wife and I were in need, you would all be there for us. Amen. And you would be standing. That's what we all need to do together. We need to stand with Greg this morning. We believe that Jackie's got a good report. Amen. The doctors are just doing secondary and other things just to make sure that everything is good. Amen. And so while he's going through that and Jackie's going through that, of course you worry. Amen. Of course, no matter what, your flesh and blood, but we believe, amen. We believe for the good report, amen. And we tell them, because the world's not going to tell you about a good report with God, amen. The world's not going to tell you how wonderful Jesus is. There's a new movie that's coming out, and I just heard it this morning, so I want to share it with you. There's the new movie about Noah that's coming out on the 28th of March. Have you all seen the previews? Did they said this morning on TV, there's one word in that movie that you won't hear. God. The word God is not in that movie. I don't know what that means to you, and I'm not sure. I just wanted to say, they're not going to tell you about Jesus, amen? Like I said, I saw those Bible professors, and I read, and I see these people who are so smart, and they talk about the Bible, and they judge, and they take out a scripture, and they judge us Christians and evangelists. They never mentioned Jesus, amen? They never mentioned the miracle of Jesus, amen? The healing of Jesus, amen? That's not our church, amen? We're all about Jesus here. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Come on. And when you don't, I'm telling you, when you don't feel like it, it's called a sacrifice of praise. You're in a place of honor when you do that. I asked you last week, when are you in a place to receive? When are you in a place to receive? Anybody have the answer? The answer is when you're in need. That's when you're in a place to receive. Listen to this. Our greatest spiritual need is to discover and understand the depth of our spiritual need. You get that? Let me say that. Our greatest spiritual need, the greatest thing you need to know spiritually is to discover and understand just how much you need the spiritual need. Amen? God cannot spiritually, God cannot spiritually fill you while you are spiritually full of yourself. The foundation of all blessings, hallelujah, spiritual prosperity. Now, is it easy always to be happy? Is it easy always to be... Listen, you're going to read this. I'm going to read this out of Romans. Read what Paul said in... Not that Paul, but I'm glad Paul's here this morning. Hallelujah. Listen to what Paul says. Hallelujah. Therefore, having been justified by faith, in other words, he's saying, therefore, having believed in Jesus, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Grace is unmerited favor with God. You didn't earn it. He gave it to you. And he said, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And he said, and not only that, but we also really, listen to what he's saying, because this is, whew. He said, not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. And he said, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us, because we hope in God. Amen? Do you hear what he did? What he said is just so amazing. It's so against the natural man. We glory in tribulations. Why would he tell us that? Why would he tell us that? Because we're in a place to receive when we are where? In what? When we are in need. So he's saying, I'm going to glory in my tribulations. I'm going to glory. I'm going to give God glory in these problems I have, because these problems have brought me back to my need for who? God. Remember Fred was saying, I sort of took him for granted. That's because he was doing his job and he was going along his days. He's a good Christian man. He loves his wife. He was having a good days. And he didn't really talk much to God. Amen? And then he got sick. And then it's like, ooh, hey there. I need some help today. I can't quite make it. I was full of my own self the other day, you know, and I was full and I was happy. But now, hallelujah, amen? Paul is saying, not that Paul, when you're in need, you're in such a tremendous place in your life. You're in a blessed place. Anybody know what the word blessed means? You're in a highly favored place. Hallelujah. You are highly favored and you are connected to God more when you're in need than in the rest of your time. Amen. Now that you're in need, you are connected to our Father where? And you say, Pastor, well, how can you know that? Because in Matthew 5, Doreen, you might want to read this, and then we go just back and read this now that you read the whole Bible. That I never read the whole Bible front to back. I got in the middle of Isaiah and went just like, okay, whatever you say, it's all good to me. And Revelation, woo, I ain't even going near that. I like to read it, but it's woo. God is good, amen?
All the time.
Hallelujah. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. the poor in spirit, the people who don't know him, amen, to people who want to know him, amen, to people who, like I said before, you cannot be spiritually full of God while you are spiritually full of yourself. You are poor in spirit, amen. The more you think you can do without God makes you poor in spirit, amen. But he said, blessed are they, for theirs is the kingdom. Why would he say that? Because when you finally realize that you need God, amen, is when you become a blessed in a blessed place, because now you start to call on God, amen. All of a sudden you're closer to God, amen. Poor in spirit, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blessed are those that mourn. How many have mourned in your life? We mourn, or we lost a family, amen? Do you remember when we had the memorial service, and you were here for my friend Denny? We had a memorial service here for Denny. The place was full of people, their hearts were saddened. But we rejoiced in Denny's faith in God, amen? We rejoiced that Denny believed where he was going. We all celebrated. We celebrated the fact that we lost Denny, but we knew where Denny was going, right? This is you guys. How you doing, Z? We had a celebration. Hallelujah. Blessed are those that mourn, for they will be comforted. Amen. I heard people tell me that day, I've never been to a memorial service. I've never been to a place and everybody left so happy. Amen. They've been to funerals where nobody talked about God, or somebody got up here and read a scripture that had nothing to do with the brother who passed away or the sister who passed away. But the Bible is saying, blessed are those who mourn, because we have a family now. Amen. And the family came together that day. And although I cried and my wife cried and there were tears of sadness, we celebrated. Amen. We were comforted according to the word of God. Amen. And that's a time where you can see the world in despair and distress when somebody dies. They just go away. They just get in depression. Amen? We didn't have depression that day, did we? Those of you that remember, we had a celebration. We sang music. We clapped our hands and we lifted our brother because he's with our Father in heaven because of his faith. Hallelujah. Blessed are the meek. The meek. Hallelujah. Some people think Miss Pat that meek is weak. Not at all. Meek, strength under control. Gentle, humble, gentleness in answer. Meek is being positive and sure, but being kind and never using strength to control, but using a gentle hand to lead because of strength to control. You have children. You control your children, amen. You can make your children do anything you want them to, amen, when they're little children. But you're meek with them, aren't you? You got the control over them, so you love them and you guide them, amen. You do it gently, amen. You do it meekly, because you know if you have to do it, it'll be done, amen. But you don't do it that way in the beginning, amen. You understand what I'm saying? And God is saying, those who are meek, those who are gentle to other people, give a good answer to somebody. Give somebody a smile. Lift somebody up. Amen. Gently, when you know that you have the power to make somebody smile, you do that. Amen. When you know you have the power to make somebody feel comfort in your heart, you do that. Amen. That's being meek. That's being gentle. The Bible has said, blessed are those who are meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Hallelujah. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Searching for God. Searching for God. Blessed are those who are searching for God, for they shall be filled. Amen. When people are lost, you've known people who are lost and friends, and you'll be surprised how many people who hunger for God. Amen. But the Bible says, if you're hungry for Him, if you're searching for Him, you're in a place of favor. You're in a place of favor with our Father. Where? Do you believe that? Do you believe it? I mean, you have that kind of faith, because when you're in need is when you're ready to what? Who wants to receive something from God? Everybody's hands should go up. Who wants to receive something from God? Then you got to tell Him your need. Amen? We all have our needs. And He's ready. And when you tell Him your needs, you're saying, Lord, first of all, I acknowledge I can't fix it. I acknowledge I don't know what to do. I acknowledge, Lord, that I need your help. I acknowledge, Lord, that I love you and that I need you to take care of this problem. And He says, finally, You come back to me. All those other days you didn't need me. Well, now you need me today, don't you? And he says to you, first of all, he says, take a break. Take a break. Rest. He wants you to wait. How many people like waiting? Oh, my wife can't wait through a commercial. But he's saying to you, you've been busy. You've been doing a lot. You got yourself into this thing here and you're calling on my help. He says, the first thing I want you to do is take a break. I want you to relax. I want you to get strong. I want you to breathe the air. I want you to see the sky. I want you to just be with the person you love. Amen? If you got to, you know, just take a ride together. He said, first I want you to take a break. He said, you've been working hard. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You called on him now, amen? Who did you call on? You didn't call on your neighbor, did you? You didn't call on, you're saying, God, I don't know the answer, but you do, Lord, amen? So, now you're in a place. You're in a place that we all should be envious of, according to Paul, because you're in a place of favor with God. And you say, well, I want to be in that place too. Say, God, God's saying, fine, what do you need? Come to me. Are you ready to come to me? Are you ready to believe? You say, well, this situation I'm in, Lord, is impossible. God smiles and says, of course it is, but not for me. Amen? Now, who's talking here? You and who? Just you and him, amen? There's just two of you. Hallelujah. So, God answers your prayer. How many times have God answered your prayer? The big buck you wanted, something. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you again, pray for everything. Pray for anything and all things. God wants you to have all good things, amen? You need to learn to pray for everything. So, all right, where was I? How many have a prayer answered? How many ever had a prayer answered? That's where I want you. Thank you. Sometimes I get lost. Why do you think he's not going to answer another prayer? You think he's not got something special for you? You think he doesn't know your needs? He's answered your prayers? When he answers your prayer, and we've all had prayers answered, he said so, there's a time where you got to rejoice and tell others about him, amen? You can't hold it in anymore. When he answers little prayers like parking places, we all laugh at one another. But he answers a prayer like my daughter receiving that job, or he answers a prayer in your heart for your mate, or for your wife, or for your husband, or for health, or for a job, or for whatever you're waiting on. When he answers that prayer, when he answers that prayer, that battle, that just seemed like it was going to overtake you, but you didn't let him overtake you. Why? Because you have God inside you, amen? And he who is inside you, amen, is stronger, amen? Stronger than even you are. He carries you through. You might say, I didn't even know how I made it through today. And God said, I know, I carried you through, amen? When he answers that prayer, you're never the same person again, amen? You can't be the same person. You can't go to our Father in heaven. You can't go to Jesus and ask him and have him answer and then just walk away saying, well, that was nice. You want more, amen? More. How many want more? I want more. I always want more. When are you ready to when are you in a place to receive? When you're in a place of what? Need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It says here, blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. You say, well, Lord, how can I have a pure heart? And then I remember David in Psalm 51, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Sometimes you might not feel like you have a clean heart, amen? You might not feel like you're in a place where God's going to hear you, amen? God, let me tell you something, doesn't care about your feelings, amen? He cares about here. What's this? He doesn't care about this. Amen? He wants you to bring this to hear. Amen? He wants you to understand. You get on your knees and say, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Help me, Lord, to carry me through this, Lord, so that my spirit can be strong. Amen? You can have that. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Mercy, tenderness towards offenders, readiness to forgive, compassion. Amen? You got to have compassion. Hallelujah. You got to be ready to be just be a giver. Be a giver of good things. Amen? Give somebody a smile. Somebody does something against you. The Bible is very distinct about it. Somebody does something against you. You know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to give them extra kindness. Amen? You're supposed to give them a drink of water. You should give them something to eat. Say something nice about them. All the time they're being mean at you, you're supposed to lift them up. Amen? Because that, first of all, confuses the enemy, doesn't it? And they don't know what to do. And then they get in a situation, they say, well, maybe I made a mistake. Or, what am I doing here? Why? You're supposed to not be angry, because anger takes over your mind. Amen? Anger takes over. So you let the anger say, I could be really mad at you, but you know what? I forgive you. And I forgive you, and I'm walking away now, and I'm going to forget you even though all that stuff. Because it doesn't matter, because my God's got an answer for me. Amen? And then when you walk away from the anger, you walk away from the pain. You walk away from the disappointment, because you're turning back to who? You don't want to stay in the disappointment, amen? You already called on God. I could stay over here and be mad and be disappointed and be hollering. I said, you know what? That ain't going to help me. I'm going to go, thank you very much. You're wonderful. And I'm going to walk over here and I'm, okay, God, I'm ready now. What do you want me to do, amen? I'm in a place of need now, Lord. I'm in a blessed place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blessed are the peacemakers. That goes without saying, brothers and sisters. They should be called the sons of God. Always, in the best way you can be, to be a peacemaker. Never argue about things that you can't control. Never get in, you know, we get in sport arguments and political arguments, and those are fun, and the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Republicans and the Democrats. That's all fun and stuff, but the bottom line is really, it's all nonsense. Amen? Because we can't control it. We're supposed to pray about it. So you can get in nice, fun discussions, because guys like to do that all the time, and who's the best player and who's the worst player and who's got the best team, and we fight about it and we argue about it and we argue about politics. And I tell my brother Petey, we watch the Yankee games and I'm fighting the Yankees and winning the Yankees, and I hate the Red Sox, only, you know, figuratively speaking, amen? And I'm all upset now. And then the guy for the Red Sox gets on second base, and he's standing on second base, and Jeter comes over and says, hey how you doing later. And they start laughing with one another. And then the guy gets on first base, and Teixeira goes over to cover first base, and he's talking to Big Papa. He says, how you doing? Yeah, but they start laughing and say, what are they doing? They're laughing with one another. I'm angry. What are you? You understand? It doesn't matter what you just in. So you finally let it go and say, okay, I'm a Yankee fan. I don't like the Red Sox. I want the Yankees to win. But, my God, I mean, they don't care. I don't care. Amen? I see that in the politics, too. They come on and they give a big speech and stuff, and later on, there they are, buddy-buddy, hugging each other, having breakfast together. They probably have lunch together. Mr. Obama probably has lunch with Mr. Boehner 3 times a week. They probably share a thing. They pick up the tab. Come on, you know they do it down there. They get on TV and say all the same thing. You notice they say the same things. If you know, if you see one guy, I don't care which party, I'm not political, I'm just saying, if you see one guy up there and you know where he's from, you know what he's going to say. Isn't that awful that you know what he's going to say before he says it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But with God, hallelujah. God has the answer, amen? That's why we pray for God to have control. Hallelujah. Thank you. The peacemakers. Be the peacemaker. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And this is the last one. This is the last one for today. How many people get upset when people talk bad about God? You get upset in your heart and your spirit when they talk bad about Jesus. They talk bad about the Bible. They put us down. They call us names. They mock us. I get upset sometimes when I read some of the comments on the thing, and I'm thinking these people are lost, and I want to write something right away, and God's saying, time out. They said that about me. I didn't write anything. I just gave them the Word of God. If they want to read it, fine. If they don't, fine. Amen? God is saying to you, when you read all that and you get all upset and you hear about people talking about the Bible, you're now in a place, you're not Christ-like. Amen? We believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Amen? We believe in the resurrection. Amen? We believe in the Bible. I believe in Noah. I believe in Adam and Eve. I believe the Bible. Amen? That's my faith. That's where I stand. That's where we stand. Other people don't. And Jesus is telling us over and over again, read my word, you'll see. Well, they persecuted me. They wanted to stone me. They put me on a cross. The people who proclaimed that they knew the word of God didn't know me when I stood in the middle of them. How can you be surprised when people don't even want to talk to you about God or Jesus? How can you be? Don't be surprised. Jesus is saying the world didn't know me, didn't know us because it didn't. He said, I'm sorry, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Jesus is saying the world didn't know who Jesus was because they didn't know who the Father was. Amen? We should understand that. Hallelujah. Don't fight, get upset, angry, or be surprised by rejection. But you will be surprised by who you can touch when you talk about God. Amen? You'll learn to see that there's other people who don't want to hear about it. And the Bible says, shake the dust off your shoes and continue on. Don't waste your time. They don't want to hear it. Maybe someday they will, but right now they don't. But you will be surprised, even in the midst of all that hate and all that mocking and everything, that there's somebody in there who wants to hear the word. Amen? You will be more surprised than not by the people who will come to you and want to hear the good word. Amen? You'll be surprised by a family member who, when they truly understand and see that you are walking in the Bible way, amen, they will want to come to you and say, hey, can you talk about something like that? Your friend will call you up and want to talk about a marital problem. Your other friend will call you up and want to talk about an emotional issue, amen? Out of the blue, you will be surprised. So don't ever say, well, I don't want to waste my time who I'm talking to, because you will be so surprised by the person who accepts what you have to say, amen? Just like we said a couple of weeks ago, and people missed it over and over, Jesus talked to the woman at the well. She was a Samaritan woman. Remember when he said that? The Jews had nothing to do, Judy, with the Samaritans. Nothing. They were non-believers. So the Jews didn't even talk to these people. Yet when the disciples came over, there was Jesus sitting at the well talking to the woman. And they're saying, why are you wasting your time talking to her? She, in her heart, received what he had to say. Amen? Nobody else would have understood that. Nobody else would have thought so. And not only her, but what happened? She went back to her house and her friends, and she brought them back. Amen? That one person that Jesus spoke to saved many lives, brought many other people to Christ. I'm telling you, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. When you think there's a whole bunch of people that don't want to hear about God, then right in the middle of them is somebody saying, I really don't like these people. They're crazy. I want a good news. Amen. I want to hear the good news. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You become Christians. And I'll say it one more time, brothers and sisters. Christians is not a religion. Man has made religion. We've made beautiful religions. We've had beautiful churches up and down the street. Aren't they beautiful? They're so beautiful and sculptured, beautiful. Those are houses of God, amen? Where people are going to worship. Those are religions. But to be a Christian is simply to be Christ-like. To walk with him. To talk with him. To face what he faced. To know what he faced, amen? And to be like that. So when you get rejected, when you hear all that, you just say, that just kind of puts me in the same, I'm walking with the Lord here, amen? Hallelujah. That's your God. That's the God who answers all your prayers, amen? That's the God who lifts you up when you're down. That's the God who has a way when you think there's no way, amen? So when are you in a time to receive? When you're when? In need. And when you're in need, according to Matthew 5, you're in a blessed place, a place of favor. Again, I tell you, the first thing he's going to tell you to do is wait. Take a break. Amen? He made Fred lay near a calm water with his foot because Fred was so... He'll make you. He'll make you take a break. He will. If you don't take a break, he'll make you take that break. And while you're taking that break, don't let this get in the way of this. Amen? Remember, he doesn't care how you feel. He cares about your heart. So when you're taking that break, be in love with him. Be in love with your surroundings. Be in love with the blue sky. Be in love with springtime coming. Be in love with this God, because he's working while you're taking that break. Amen? When you you take that break, you'll become stronger. And when he answers that prayer, you'll be ready to receive. Amen. Give him praise and glory, brother. This is a story I heard about a fella from the state of Maine, and from the state went into this factory up there and taking a survey of all the people in the factory, how many, and he said to the owner of the factory, he said, how many people here you got closing in on retirement age? And the owner said, well, I ain't got anybody going the other way. One day at a time. How many's got 3 days? How many do you take 4 days at a time? One day at a time, amen? If this is the day he's given you and there's nothing you can do, then rest in his love, amen? In God, you in Jesus, rest in his love. He's got the answer. The answer is so close. Let me tell you, sometimes you get an attack just before he answers. You know why? You see, because the devil, he can't stop the blessings from coming. I know, I can't help it. He can't stop the blessings, but he can. He knows. He's seeing. Oh God, here comes Michael. Here comes the answer. I gotta do everything I can right now to make it as hard as I can for the answer's coming. Amen. And sometimes it's like right there. And when the answer's right there is when you are totally the weakest. Amen. That's why you gotta rest and say no, nothing today. I'm gonna thank God. I'm gonna love God, and He's gonna answer my prayer. Amen. Give Him praise and glory.